Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's an NFL Hall of Famer, a three-time Super Bowl champion, a 13-time Pro Bowler. I don't even know why I read that off every week, because you know who he is. Jerry Rice joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, what's going on? How are you?
I'm doing good. What's wrong with reading that off every time?
If you like it, we will continue to do it. If there was one thing you would want me to add to that, what would you want that to be?
I don't know, man. You know what? You know, I had a lot of success when I played the game of football and broke so many records and won so many Super Bowls. So, you know, as long as you read that, I'm okay with it. But, you know, you can say maybe, 13-time Pro Bowler or something like that, 1,549 receptions, 22,895 yards, 208 touchdowns, holds over 36 records and stuff like that. That would be fantastic.
Okay, and then the interview's over. By the time we read all your accolades, we could probably throw in a superior golfer to one Lorenzo Neal based on the reports I heard from our tournament, Jerry. You and Lowe went head-to-head as teammates out there. How can you assess the big fella's golf game?
Man, you know what? My shoulders are still sore from carrying him. He was just like, I could not believe some of the shots that he was hitting. But, you know, he's competitive, and I got to give him that. But, you know, I really had to carry the weight of the world on my shoulders.
You did.
But we had a fantastic time, and, it was for a good cause. But I think Lowe still, he owes me $100, and I'm not going to let him forget that.
Jerry, I was shocked how far you could hit the ball, your consistent
you
game.
You were shocked.
I was. You came off the tee. You were in your white. I mean, you had your white and red. You were just matching. I mean, you were just a sight to look at. You were good on the eyes. I mean, you were pretty in the face and slim in the waist, and you gave the people what they wanted.
Low, you should have known from hole number one when I drove it over 300-some yards down the fairway, and we ended up getting birdie on that hole. If you had drained the putt, probably would have gotten eagle. But for some, you know, it took you a while to warm up and get going.
Yeah, he's like a cruise ship, Jerry. You can't just get out to sea. You got to have the tugboat pull it out.
I wouldn't want to be on that cruise ship. You know what I'm saying?
Jerry Rice joining us here on 95.7 The Game. We'll bring you right into a conversation we were having. The NFL looking to enforce some new rules this year, trying to make the game a little bit safer.
Yeah.
You know, for someone who played it for so long, what do you think of how the preseason has played out with some of these calls?
I think it's making everything more difficult, because if you lower the shoulder to make a tackle, there's going to be a little bit of a head-to-head collision, because the person that you're about to hit, he's going to do the same thing. He's going to lower. And also with kickoffs and stuff like that, I know players are stationary, but football is football, and that's the bottom line. And I don't know how the officials, how they're going to call, you know, the games this year. And just like what you guys said about the Super Bowl, they decided to let those guys play. And I think that's basically what you have to do in football. You have to let those guys play.
And that goes to other calls as well, right, Jerry? Whether it's, you know, being rough with receivers beyond 5 yards, that's something you could call every play. Or holding, we always talk about how you could call holding on every play. Is this helmet rule going to have to be the same, where they really pick and choose when they make this call?
I just don't know how they're going to make that call. it's going to be tough on the officials. And I think it's going to put pressure on them. And doing the playoffs or doing very crucial games, you're going to have that long timeout where they're going to go and they're going to look at that instant replay over and over and over. And that's something I really don't like about the game, too, because now you're taking the momentum away from the team with the football. So it's going to be very difficult to make that call, guys.
Jerry, Roger Craig, Tommy Rathman, you guys had Ricky Waters. You guys had guys that could tote the mail, guys could make things happen. McIntosh. You guys had a good offensive line. When you look at this Niners offense of line up front and also McKinnon not being injured and the running backs, just doesn't seem like they're gelling. How much and what kind of pressure does that put on the receiving corps and the quarterback because of right now the offensive line and the running backs don't seem to be on the same page?
Well, you know, I'm thinking right now because you got so many running backs, you know, that are hurt. You cannot, and I, you know, it's almost like, you know, you got to try to mend the wall or something like that because, you know, McKinnon, Breda, McNicholas, Joe Williams, all these guys, they're going to have to be able to carry that rock and really take some of the pressure off the passing game. You look at what basically what Jimmy G is doing right now. You know, he came out. He really executed the offense well. They had some mistakes, but still they moved the ball downfield. But they're going to have to get those running backs healthy. And if they can do that, I think they brought in Alfred Morris, and for some reason he couldn't play this past ball game, but I think he's going to be ready to go to the next ball game. But you run the ball first, you establish the passing game. Now you can just put points on the board, but it's going to be up to that offensive line, also those running backs to get healthy. And I also heard, this is what I heard, guys, that Kyle Shanahan, he was so disappointed that in the offense and their execution that he thought about letting them have a third series moving the ball during that football game. But I think the veterans, they're going to get a lot of more play this next ball game. But after this ball game, if they haven't ironed out everything, hey, it's going to be a long season. They better, you know, come out and have a great showing this next ball game.
Jerry Rice joining us here on 95.7 The Game. I was listening to a fantastic story over the weekend. LaDainian Tomlinson, one of the great running backs to ever play the game, a former teammate of Lo Neal's, he was talking about an $18,000 dinner tab he got hit with as a rookie when he first joined the Chargers coming out of TCU. I was wondering, do you have any great stories? You might not have to name the guys, but when you came out, did they get you at all for anything? Or
No, you know what, they didn't. No, not at all. I guess, you know, because I was the man. I don't know. So I didn't have to take that on. But, you know, a lot of the other guys, they go through that, man, you know, because you have to take that offensive line out. You have to feed those guys. And it's, that bill is really heavy, man, because these guys can eat. They can really eat. But, you know, some of the players, some of the young guys, they have to do that. But I'm sure they don't mind doing it. And it's just, you know, team camaraderie and stuff like that. And then it's time to put the pass on and go out there and win football games.
And that's some camaraderie, Jerry. You're talking about $18,000 for a dinner. Would anybody ever show some resentment in that moment? What do you do in that room if it's all the alpha dogs of a football team?
What do you mean what you're going to do? You can't do anything. You got those big boys over 300-some pounds. You can't fight those guys. You know, those guys pretty much, they set the standard. So if I had gotten approached or something like that, maybe this is probably what I would have done, because if it's a young guy like that, I probably would have, you know, maybe gone half or something like that so he wouldn't have to pay the entire amount. But, you know, that's me. But you can't do anything, you know, with those big boys. I call them the big sexy.
Jerry, if you're the Raiders, how's this end with Khalil Mack? What do you think? How long does this guy hold out? Is another week? God. How important is he to this team as well?
Yeah, I think everybody don't dug in right now, man, even Khalil. And I think he's a very, very important part of this defense. And it's just unfortunate. This is just part of the game that we have to go through, guys. And hopefully they can get this ironed out and somehow get their best player on the football field. You know, I have heard that, you know, they're thinking about trading him and all that stuff. Khalil Mack is not going anywhere. He's the anchor of that defense, and somehow something is going to get worked out where he's on that football field.
NFL Hall of Famer, 3-time Super Bowl champ, 13-time Pro Bowler, 1,549 receptions, 22,895 yards, 208 total touchdowns.
How about the passing numbers?
Jerry Rice joining us here on 95.7 The Game.
Jay Lover.
GOAT, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time today.
Hey, thank you. Hey, thank you guys for having me. And Lowe,
checks in the mail.
My money. I need my money, Lowe. So don't think you're going to get away with this. All right.
Checks in the mail, man. I'm sending to you. It'll be there.
Oh my, checking. Oh, okay. All right.
You know, I owe you. I do. Okay.
What's your Bitcoin account? He'd love to get you some Bitcoin.
I got you, Jay.
You know, for some reason, I just don't. I really don't believe I'm going to get my T note. Lowe.
Jay, next time, call me up. We'll go play golf. I'll take care of you. True friend.
I have heard that so many times.
Thank you, Jerry.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.